This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Lynx fans are trying to figure out what happened in last night's overtime loss, where Minnesota blew a 20-point third-quarter lead and lost to Phoenix 89-83 at the Target Center. Head coach Cheryl Reeves says her team was out of character and uneven.
I think the lack of execution led us to the uncertainty, and all of a sudden we're looking around, you know, and had a bunch of looks. And so execution, simple things, pass and catch. I mean, just be able to dribble ball up the court and, you know, get it to us. We're thrown out of bounds. You know, Phoenix certainly, you know, was a big part defensively, but not, I can show you four turnovers right now in a minute and a half that had nothing to do with Phoenix.
Reeves says they went haywire in that third quarter.
Types of turnovers that we had in a minute and a half, you know, end of the third, like four minutes to 3 minutes, four turnovers of us just, we can't dribble the ball up the court and, you know, get it to a guard and go play, you know, so suddenly we lost our way. You know, we didn't respond.
So the series now tied 1-1. Game 3 is Friday in Arizona. Women's college basketball, the Gopher women had their first practice of the season yesterday at Williams Arena. Star player Mara Braun of Wayzata is fully healthy now and excited for the year to get underway.
We have high expectations for this group. We've had multiple meetings where we've talked about, you know, we want to obviously be top of Big Ten and go to the tournament, but not just that, like make moves in the tournament and get as far as possible. So I think that we have a better idea of that with some of the success we had last year. But I think now putting all the pieces together and doing our best to get as far as we can, because, I mean, it's their last season and we're going to want to make the most of it.
The season starts on November 4th with a home game against North Dakota. The Twins are on the road tonight, game 2 of a 3-game set at Texas. It's a 7:05 first pitch. Minnesota beat them last night 4-1. This is MNN Sports.